eat. Happy in the happy gangway. Eat healthy with some holiday day. Cause if you're happy and healthy, the heck to be and wealthy. So keep happy with the happy gang.
We're screaming
la 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 la.
Yes, it's the Happy Gang from Toronto with Kathleen Stokes at the organ, Blaine Massey and his violin, Cliff McKay and his clarinet, Jimmy Navarro and his vibraphone, Eddie Allen and his accordion, and with Hugh Bartlett pinch hitting for Bert Pearl as your master of ceremonies.
Keep happy and healthy, the heck with me and wealthy, so keep happy with the Happy Gang.
Oh, thank you, Herb May, and hiya, friends. This is your master of ceremonies, Hugh Bartlett, pinch-hitting for Bert Pearl on this Friday, February 23rd. Well, we sort of gathered together some newies, some oldies, and sort of made a Friday Blue Plate special out of it. And we kind of hope that today's show will answer a lot of requests sent in by you good listeners. We're off to a flying start with the entire gang, and especially featuring Jimmy Namaro and his vibraphone. How many mallets, Jim?
Four.
Four mallets. Okay. In a bit of a rendition of a song made very famous by the late Fats Waller, I Ain't Misbehavin'. Kathleen Stokes and Mr. Herb May gathering around the microphone. What's it all about, Herb?
Kay, how's about today's words, Mother?
Take special care if your baby develops a childhood disease when he's cutting his teeth, especially if he runs a high temperature. You see, the enamel that forms the outer covering of the teeth can be badly affected by this. Grooves and rough ridges may develop. So watch this carefully after a childhood illness.
Thanks, Kay. That's sound advice, Mother. And so is this. So much easier for you to train kiddies in that important toothbrushing habit when you give them Colgate's toothpaste or tooth powder. Yes, children really go for that grand peppermint taste of Colgate's. And you can be sure, too, that it's safe. Yes, safe. Because Colgate's is guaranteed absolutely free of all harmful abrasives. And so it just can't hurt delicate tooth enamel or irritate tender gums. And Colgate's is thorough, too. Its foam penetrates right between teeth and floats out those tiny hidden food particles that so often start tooth decay. So for a safe, dependable dentifrice for your children and the whole family, rely on Colgate's toothpaste or tooth powder.
Good advice, Mr. Murray.
Good advice.
Yes, sir.
Well, right now is the time where all the moms and the gals and everybody else out along the network hear a young man on our show say,
Hello, Mom.
Yes, sir. It's Eddie. Oh, now. He's got a relative in here today. Yes, it's Eddie Allen. And we have a service special, Ed, today for the Wren switchboard operators and the SDO staff, HMCS and Hyathens. And it's the very lovely I Had a Little Talk with the Lord. Eddie?
Dust was falling on the Pacific. All was strangely still in the silence before the battle. In a foxhole in Bougainville, faces were tense and waiting till a boy brought new hope their way and fearlessly told his buddy as they knelt to God to pray. I've had a little talk with the Lord. There on a battle-weary island, I had a little talk with the Lord. I begged the Lord to send down some rain to give me strength to stand up again. Right there, my heart began to smile, and I had a little talk with the Lord. And the Lord spoke, and the cloud broke, and the thunder crashed around, and I knew the Lord had blessed me, for the rain came tumbling down. So have a little talk with the Lord, have faith, and you will share his reward. For I found the strength to fight for my land when I had a little talk with the Lord.
Beautiful song, beautifully sung. Well, next in line comes our great big son of fun who didn't even know he was next in line. Sorry to wake you up there, or did I?
No, well, you didn't.
Cliff, we have an awful lot of service specials for this. Would you like to start?
Fine, you. For the lads on board, HMCS Helena. For the RCAF Postal Staff, Penhold, Alberta. For the patients of F and G and I wards, Deer Lodge Hospital, Winnipeg. For the patients in Percy Jones General Hospital, Battle Creek, Michigan. For the boys in Ward D2, Camp Borden Military Hospital. For the RCAF lads stationed Goose Bay. For the boys of F Flat, Winnipeg General Hospital. And you take over, you on this one.
All right, I'll do that. For the barbers and tailors at Camp Shiloh, for the patients of room 424 Ottawa Civic Hospital, for the gals in isolation ward 318 Holy Family Hospital, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan,
for the gals in ward 16 Victoria Hospital, London, Ontario, for the boys at number 10 Bombing and Gunnery School, Prince Edward Island, for the patients and staff of Military Ward, Grace Hospital in Windsor, and for the RCF lads at Sand Pit, British Columbia, here is Cliff and Don't Fence Me In.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and sighed. Oh, give me land, lots of land and the starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my whole saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Straddle my whole saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose all my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. So, Papa, don't you fence me in.
Of course, there's an answer to that. With a stomach like his, how could you fence him in? Friends, I think maybe a lot of us have often thought of the title of the next song that the gang is going to do for you. I mean, if you're, if you work in a ladies' hosiery shop, or you're a clerk in a department store, you're a streetcar conductor, a fireman, a radio announcer.
Or shovel snow.
Every once in a while, you kind of think, there must be an easier way. Well, this is it.
Private Buck McGinnis, who used to sleep till three, now gets up at dawn when they blow the reveille. They march him and they drill him
till he's completely out. When he hits his bunk, you'll hear him shout,
oh! There must be an easier way to make a living. There must be an easier way to get along.
My captain is the guy that I fired last July.
There must be an easier way. Plane, 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 plane.
Mortimer, the sailor, who never saw the sea, joined up in the Navy and said, here's the life for me. A month upon the ocean, he never left the rail. When the boat would roll, you'd hear him wail.
There must be an easier way to make a living. There must be an easier way to get along.
I'd give up all I'm worth just to see some solid earth.
There must be an easier way.
Luke McGluck was nervous. He had an awful fright. Flying in a plane on his very first solo flight. The plane went into a nosedive he couldn't straighten out. And as he jumped, you should have heard him shout.
Whoa! There must be an easier way to make a living. There must be an easier way to get along.
I get dizzy on a train. What am I doing in a plane?
Now, Tony was a boxer, and he was doing fine. One more fight, said he, and the title will be mine. They matched him with Joe Louis and got him in the ring. When he woke up, he began to sing.
Oh, there must be an easier way to make a living. There must be an easier way to get along.
I was doing fine, then smack. I'm flat upon my back.
There must be an easier way.
And everyone likes music. They like to hear it played. They envy radio artists and the salaries they are paid. People always ask us. They figure we should know what it's like to work on the radio.
There must be an easier way to make a living. There must be an easier way to get along.
Though sometimes we sound pretty tired, we'll work until we're fired.
So keep happy with the happy gang.
Well, somehow after that rendition, I can feel 2 weeks' notice coming up. Here and about now, we introduce a song that goes something like this.
Ready or not, this is the spot. Here comes Huey with the joke. Hot, old or new, come on, Hugh. See what's cooking in the joke pot.
That was it. Our story... I'm getting too old for that question.
You and Arthur Murray, yes.
Yes, sir. Our story today takes place in a local hospital where we find Sir Pipestem Q. Haberdashery, local man about town and now retired violinist of the Happy Gang, just recovering from a very serious operation. Now, I might explain, friends, this is a very, very sharp joke. You'll have to pay attention. Very subtle, you know. As we look in on the scene, we find ourselves in Sir Pipestem's private room, just as he is coming out of the anesthetic. Sitting beside his bed is the renowned surgeon, Horace K. Butcherknife, M.D., P.D.Q., L.S., M.F.T., who has just performed the operation. So let's listen as the patient says weakly,
Where am I?
It's perfectly all right, Sir Pipestem. You are in your own private room here in the hospital, and I, your doctor, am with you.
Well, gee, Doc, was the operation a success?
Yes, Sir Pipestem, it was.
Well, why are all the blinds down?
Well, you see, Sir Pipestem, there's a huge fire across the street, and I didn't want you to wake up and think the operation was a failure.
Well,
Versions of a tune whose title I can't pronounce. Thank you, kids. And now, hey, all the gang on Palmolive's Beauty Massage.
Palmolive's Beauty Massage brings lovelier complexions to two women in just. That statement has been proved by women who made the 14-day Palmolive test right in their own home. Listen.
Vancouver women report that Palmolive's Beauty Massage complexion for 72%.
Sherbrooke women report improved complexion for 75%.
And St. John women report improved complexion for 86%.
Here's women all across Canada, of all ages and skin types, tell of the wonderful results they're getting from Palmolive's new face cloth massage plant. Listen to what Miss Beverly Roberts, who lives in London, Ontario, says.
Palmolive's beauty massage has corrected my oily skin condition and has helped my skin become free from blemishes. The test has been very satisfactory, so much so that I shall use only Palmolive soap from now on.
So why don't you try this wonderful Palmolive way to a better complexion? Here's all you do. For the next 14 days, wash your face 3 times a day and with a face cloth, vigorously massage Palmolive's creamy lather to your skin for an extra 60 seconds. Then rinse, first with warm water, then cool, and pat dry. And that's all.
And our own little swoon goon, back at the microphone, with a brand new song, one that's catching on very quickly in public favor. A song called Waiting. See?
Dear one, I will be waiting. No matter how long you've been away. Yearning for your returning. Lonely moment will seem hope and pray each night. No matter where you go, you'll be all right. Dear one, and while I'm waiting, I know that somewhere you'll be waiting.
Cliff McKay has a thought that I'm sure is popular in most servicemen's minds when you sort of get off that train in a strange city and look around at a lot of pretty gals. You sort of think, wish you were waiting for me.
There you stand there alone at the station, staring at every face that you see. Gee, somebody is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Walking back and forth, kind of worried, wondering where that someone can be. Gee, that someone is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. I see it clearly. Your arms around me, I thrill to your touch. I see it clearly. For me, I dream too much. If I only had you to run to, honest, I'd never let you go free. Gee, somebody is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me.
A few minutes ago, you heard the results of the Palm Olive Beauty Test made by women all across Canada. So why not try it and see for yourself what Palm Olive 60-second face cloth massage can do to give you a softer, smoother, lovelier complexion. Remember that this massage is recommended by famous skin doctors because Palm Olive is made with skin-soothing palm and olive oils, two of nature's finest beauty aids.
Honest, I'd never let you go free. Gee, somebody is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Wish you were waiting for me.
Sort of winds up another week of Happy Gang Broadcasting. Would like to remind you that according to my calendar, this is the last Friday in February. And Friday, as you know, here in Canada, is Stamp Day. So be a good housewife, a good citizen, a good friend of ours, will you? And take your change when you buy those groceries this afternoon in war-saving stamps. Until Monday, over the weekend, remember to keep happy, won't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, but they'll be back again Monday at the same time. The Happy Gang is brought to you by Colgate Palmolive Products. And so until Monday at the same time, remember Palmolive and happy listening. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.